Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Here's the man that you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac. Stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Mark Grody joining us here on The Score. It's time for a Bears report. I usually say hell yeah. Hell yeah! He's joining us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Groats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
What's going on, Lawrence? Hell yeah! Hell yeah is right. Let me start with some interesting parts to the injury report today, things that we didn't necessarily see yesterday. A couple things remain the same, as in Tyreek Stevenson did not practice again today because of his shoulder injury. Cole Kmet, again, out today with the back injury. Not looking good for either of those two as the week goes on. Oof. Braxton Jones, guys, did not practice today at all. He had been limited yesterday because of his knee. So that's very interesting. Roshon Johnson continues to be out with a back injury. And Joe Tooney didn't practice today because he's old and he's resting. So he is on the Mercedes Lewis guy, just give the guy a break every once in a while. And by the way, Joe Tooney has been playing excellently. A couple other things here, and then if you guys want to jump in on some questions about the injury report, feel free. But Kyler Gordon, limited today, groin calf, not the hamstring, which he had had. DJ Moore, he was back out there. He's upgraded to limited. We talked to him, which we will hear in just a little bit. DeAndre Swift, practice today, limited, which is an upgrade. Again, he did not practice yesterday. Full participant in practice today, Cairo Santos. Same with Nashawn Wright. Really important to see him being back out there with all these injuries. And Grady Jarrett, gentlemen, a full participant today.
Wow. All right, lot there, Groats. Yeah, the secondary is what's most interesting to me. If indeed Tyreek is out, does Kyler Gordon play outside? Does he stay in the nickel where he's an actual weapon, a highly paid one, an effective one? Who do they trust?
I feel like they play some games here. I think there are, and I mean, this happened a little bit on Sunday too,
yeah,
where
it did.
He was inside and occasionally outside. I think they might do some of the same stuff. What do you think, bro?
When Nashawn Wright went down for a couple plays in the Saints game, we did see Kyler Gordon move to the outside. My gut is that he would probably be the primary guy, or at least they would give it a try with him, with Kyler Gordon on the outside, and Josh Blackwell, who, you know, we've seen play plenty over the years that he has been here inside. Josh Blackwell has played on the outside sometimes as well, but I mean, you are at a deficit right now. You know, Jalen Jones is on an IR. Dallas Flowers, the Oak Park River Forest High School kid, is on this roster. And I don't know if they're going to. Yeah, right, exactly. They're going to resort to that. But there's a lot of, I was going to say moving parts, but these parts aren't really moving right now with all the injuries in the secondary, which was such a solid place for the Bears. So we didn't get really, like, in terms of Dennis Allen, he really didn't share with us, like, any names, how they would go about it. But yeah, I could see them going with all sorts of different combinations. But my guess is, assuming Kyler Gordon, that he's okay, and I did not see him in the locker room today, I think he'd get a lot of work on the outside.
Yeah, we'll touch on it with Coach, with Wani at the top of the hour, what spot is more important and what all those repercussions could mean. But go ahead, Groats. I know you got tape, you got stuff.
I do. I got stuff. And I don't know if you guys remember me telling you guys about DJ Moore, you know, getting hit in the groin at one point in time. And we haven't really heard from him since he got hit in the groin and had to spend a night in a hospital after the Washington game when he got hit in the groin. And
torsion.
So this was our first our first chance to talk to DJ Moore about where he got hit and how he is handling all of it.
Was sent me to the hospital. I think they already told y'all that off the record. And right now it's just the hip, what I'm listed for, so I'm good.
How did you persevere in this past game? It was a pretty quick turnaround to get back on the field.
Just me being me, just going out there playing a game I love and just forced my way through it.
You never had an experience that bad the night that you went to the hospital?
Not to that extent. When it happened, I just was like, all right, this ain't right. So that just happened to happen.
I'm glad that he's better, because that's scary. If they have to take you to the hospital for that, it's one of two things. And I'm glad that he's okay.
And he's still not commenting specifically and saying what it is.
He told all those guys off the record. Yeah. That's the part that Groats is not telling you.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to say it on the record, huh?
It's fine.
Well, I'll say this. I don't want to give anything away, but I will say that after, you know, the mics went off, I said, are you going to start wearing protection? And he looked at me and said, no, he's not. So
crazy person.
He'll be okay. Yeah, he got hit below the waist.
Crazy person.
Yeah, he's crazy. But football players don't wear them. They don't wear jock straps.
It's weird. That's just insane.
You know, that's you would have thought that maybe, you know, precautionary thing, maybe, but he didn't want any part of that conversation.
Might slow him down. You never know.
That's true. They're uncomfortable.
All right, there's more from DJ, though, right?
Yeah, there is more from DJ, and he was asked about extending plays. And I should say, that you will hear cameo appearances in this audio from Roma Dunze and Jahdae Walker?
Just having them keep coming up and figuring out where everybody is going to be on certain plays when we do extend it, and just got to connect with them.
What are the biggest fixes in the red zone for you guys?
Score touchdowns instead of these field goals. We got some touchdown dances that we need to get off the board. So just like our first down that's going viral, we need the touchdowns to go viral. We had OZ, but that was dangerous, so we're not going to do that one again. Who choreographs? Jahdae. We give it to Jahdae.
Do I see, is that a Kobe Bryant shout out the first down?
Yes, it is. We've been having a debate on who really came up with it, me or Jahdae, and just not going to get into it. Huh?
OZ
didn't come up with that. You think OZ came up with that?
That's the first person I've seen do it.
He's the first person you've seen do it?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
This OZ, by the way, that's Olamide Zaccheaus, if people don't know who OZ is.
This is the touchdown celebration, or the first down celebration here.
Yeah. Yeah, and I honestly don't know it. Like, it's a Kobe, something he does with his hands. Like, I was talking to Finley about it, and I couldn't get the, I don't know if you guys have noticed it.
I have not.
Alex, you noticed the first down Kobe thing that they're doing?
Absolutely.
What is it?
It's sort of like, that doesn't work very well on radio, but on Twitch they saw it. But the triangle
started
breaking,
it breaks apart, and then you point forward.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
I like it.
All right,
there you go.
I felt like I couldn't get a straight answer from anybody, but shout out to Patrick Finley because he was the one that recognized it and got us to the point of Kobe Bryant. So they got there you go, Bears fans. Now you know, man, if there's a touchdown. They've been choreographing in that locker room, so that's a confident bunch right now.
There we go. Asked and answered. Thank you, Groth.
Yeah. Nashon Wright, who has been an interesting character for the Bears this year in terms of his play. I mean, his play has certainly been up and down, but he has made big plays this year. Going back to the pick six against the Vikings last week, he had a sick interception and took it back, 39 yards, put the Bears in field goal position. He had the scoop of the Jaden Daniels fumble. So this guy, while I don't know how well he shows up as a cornerback, has been making plays for the Bears this year. And Dan Weider and I got an extended sit down for the Take the North podcast. And I'm going to give you guys a little preview of it. We talked to him for about close to 10 minutes or so, but here's just a little piece of Nashon Wright, who's had quite the story, real lunch bucket guy, former third round pick with Dallas, traded to the Vikings, gets the 1-year deal with the Bears, was released by the Vikings. So he's kind of lived like the pioneer lifestyle of cornerbacks and the NFL players in this league. But here is Nashon Wright on being lunch bucket.
For me, I don't take none of these moments for granted. So it's definitely been good to me. I appreciate this organization, like, for believing me and allowing me to be out there, especially after being cut. Definitely, it's been good.
Is that why you don't take anything for granted? Is it that part once you get cut? Is that the mentality?
I've kind of had that mentality just throughout life, but I think being drafted, then traded, then cut. All that kind of definitely I'm a humble person, but I think it does make you kind of take a step back and kind of realize like what you have, and basically just not to take it for granted. So every time that I go out there, whether it's practice, whether it have been OTAs, training camp, whatever the case may have been, like, I was trying to give it my all. So I definitely don't take it for granted.
With your journey, what are you most proud of with what you've been able to accomplish?
Being in these shoes, even like just being on practice squad, like there's millions of guys out there, or hundreds of thousands of guys that wish they could be in those shoes. So being in this position, being with this organization, with these group of guys, these coaches,
I definitely want to talk about some of the big plays, but you said it could be better. What do you mean by that?
There's more plays to be made. I think everybody in this locker room has that attitude about them. Like, it's never enough. There's more that could be done. If you just go back and look at the game, KB could have had one more pick. So there's a lot out there. So just not being satisfied with what we're doing right now and just trying to get better each and every week.
That's a very important guy who goes back a long ways with Al Harris and is now playing a very important role. Look forward to hearing more of him on Take the North, Mark.
Yeah, that'll we're going to drop that tomorrow. Like I said, about 7 to 10 minutes with Nashon Wright, and we'll get into some of the playmaking and his place with the Bears and like him being here from the beginning and being identified by this Bears staff as a guy that they wanted to prop up, and it is paying off. It was coordinator day out here today as well, guys, and among the things that Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator for the Bears, was asked about is Tremaine Edmonds, who is having a really good year. And as we talked a lot about in the beginning of the year, he was he and TJ Edwards kind of being cross-trained and getting Tremaine Edmonds playing some weak side this year. Here's Dennis Allen on that evolution.
Why did you think he'd be more successful there?
I think his athleticism allows him, to play in that position, a little bit more. That player plays a little bit more in space, and so you're generally looking for a little bit better athlete to play that position. I think that was something that, Richard Smith and I talked about a lot, in the springtime, and yet that wasn't where he was real comfortable at that time. So we kind of force-fed it a little bit throughout training camp, knowing that, in the back of our mind that was – a potential opportunity. And I think as he's played it more and he's gotten more comfortable with the position, he's starting to understand, where his plays are going to be and where he's going to have opportunities to make plays. I think he's gotten more and more comfortable at that.
Boy, that makes a lot of sense. Looking forward to talking linebacker usage with the coach in a little bit. But Tremaine looks really, really good.
He's played so well this year. And both those guys, you were excited about the additions of them both. TJ Edwards clearly kind of jumped ahead. It's amazing because isn't Tremaine Edmonds only 26?
But I feel he's always only 26.
But I feel like this is like year six for him, and he's only 26 years old or something like that.
Yeah,
he's 27 still, now.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, just been around a long time.
Yeah, just turned 27 in May. But, yeah, he has been around an awful long time. Got into the NFL very, very young in 2018.
It's wild that he has been around since then.
Yeah.
So is this year eight for him as a 27-year-old? Yeah. It's wild.
That is wild.
It is, and I think I told you, he was limited today with an ankle injury, but it's very clear that from my conversations with Tremaine Edmonds and others as well, that he did not feel comfortable with Flus, that he did, like, there's just not been a lot of plaudits coming out of his mouth for what went on in the previous regime. And I get that that's old hat and people get tired of hearing about it, but it feels like he has, and Byard too, talked about this earlier too, like he and Kevin Byard, not that either of them had bad years last year, but it feels like they are rejuvenated in some way, shape, or form. Both of those guys who have both name-checked Dennis Allen for putting them in the proper positions, which is what we all expected out of Dennis Allen.
The last couple of days, there's been a lot of discussion about Caleb on the run and him running. Did Declan Doyle say anything about it?
He did. I know Spiegs was asking about this yesterday as well. So you will hear the question and Declan Doyle's answer here about that.
How delicate of a balance is it for what Ben Johnson said? You don't want to neuter Caleb Williams' ability to feel the pocket, no one to run, while also trying to get those completions and play in system.
Yeah, I think it's a healthy balance. It's one of those things that I talk about all the time, but like each play is its own play. And so it's case by case. However, you want to try to give him some guidelines as far as, hey, you break contain. This is what we're thinking. This is what the plan of the receivers should be in order to create the correct spacing so that we're not running into each other, things like that. So they're really more contingency plans so that when that second act starts, he knows exactly where he needs to go with the football. You want to encourage him to be aggressive with it because he is very talented in that area. And yet at the same point in time, we want to make sure we're staying, on the rails or within the realm of, what we're asking of him and the wideouts as well.
Good stuff. Yeah, you know, that second play, that's the way Caleb talks about it, like when we move on to our second play. But maybe he's a little quick to go to play number two.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and some of this, too, comes down to the receivers getting on the same page and the chemistry. We never know whose fault it is exactly when it comes down to these plays. But Declan Doyle made a big point of that, that it's, of course, he generalized, but I think in this case it's correct. Everybody's got to be on the same page when it comes to this stuff.
Nuggets, tidbits?
I got one nugget for you guys today. That is, like, all of a sudden, there's Cairo Santos, a full participant after Jake Moody mania over the last couple of weeks. I ran into Cairo Santos in the hallway walking to the locker room with a couple of other reporters, and I just asked him, I said, well, you were a full participant in practice today? You going to be kicking for the Bears on Sunday in Baltimore? And he kind of smiled and said, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to tell you guys. Huh. So it's a can't call it, but we're getting pretty close to Cairo Santos and just making sure that the Bears are going to follow through with, if he's healthy, he's the kicker. And being that he was a full participant would seem to connote to me that he's healthy and should be kicking on Sunday.
Interesting. There's teams out there that need kickers, so Jake Moody might get a call if that's the case.
He might get snatched up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, his career has clearly been revived with the Bears. Other teams will indeed see that, guys.
Groats, thanks, sir.
Thank you, guys. I shall talk to you later.
That's Bears. That's right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.